healthy nerve function as you age. Live your life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com.
If you're a local business owner in the Upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs, proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit PinecrestFoods.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the Upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
She's been part of your life from the very start, and that's why we love and honor our mothers. Remember yours this Mother's Day with something special from Reed's Jewelers. Diamonds in a ring, necklace, or earrings are a great choice. Perhaps a new bracelet or a watch. There's something for your mother at Reed's Jewelers, making moms happy for over 75 years. Show your mom your love with a gift from Reed's Jewelers. In the center of Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reeds.com.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about the help there. Do you struggle with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or sleep apnea? Call the help there. Not only will they reverse those symptoms in 30 days or your money back, but they have an amazing team of physical therapists, behavioral health specialists, functional health specialists, health coaches, and more who will be there every step of the way to help you meet your goals. They'll cook for you, shop for you, customize a plan that fits your needs. Don't wait to call. Right now, the second program is free, so call 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them I sent you. That's how you collect the BOGO deal to book your free consultation, or go to idareme.com, idareme.com. Take your life back. Did you find that text, Ramona?
No, not yet. I found that agreed, but no.
So, I want to credit somebody with making that that last point and that I just borrowed from them. Sarah, welcome in, Sarah. Now, first of all, Sarah, we need to clear some things up. Plastic though they may be, those are ridiculously overpriced Oakley sunglasses. All right. So I just want to start there.
They go with the Soul Patch. I mean, when you get the glasses, they give you the Soul Patch for free, or what's the deal? Is that
In other words, did I glue it on? No. It came with the chin, but that's a nice thought.
Okay. I didn't know. I just see it a lot together as a set, so I didn't know how they
come. Yeah. All right, Sarah. So, I guess, Sarah, you are generally pleased with the state of being whereby you finish just outside of the money every year.
Of course, as you develop, but I know that
as you're developing all this talent successfully.
Right. So in my good friend Graham and I are actually very good friends. I was listening to that, and you were saying that NFL. So the NFL drafting doesn't mean anything about whether or not someone can develop talent. That's not an indicator. And the whether or not it's just the results of what someone does is the indicator of whether someone can develop talent. Correct. So if that's
No, that's not entirely correct. This is a little like that other thing you tried to do on Twitter. No, look, here's the deal. If you're recruiting a class every single year that's first or second, you're recruiting the most elite players in the country, the most talented players in the country. By definition, correct, you should be funding the National Football League. And quite frankly,
okay,
you haven't funded it nearly as well as the recruiting suggests you would. You know, every year you see all these Alabama players like this year at the top of the draft, and Georgia's recruiting at the same level, but you're not funding the NFL to the same level. Again, you know, where are the defensive linemen? Where are the edge guys? Where are they?
Right. So if your opinion that, basically when you were saying on Twitter that Roquan Smith, Lorenzo Carter, Bellamy, Andrew Thomas, Isaiah Wilson, Riley Ridley, all actually regressed under Kirby, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, I have to say.
Nobody said that, Sarah. No, you're actually just inventing things. The debate's not going well for you, Georgia people, so you're reduced to inventing things. Nobody said any such thing about Roquan Smith. What I said about Roquan Smith is that Kirby didn't get to Georgia till 2016. Roquan Smith was in the 2018 draft. You want to credit Kirby with Herschel Walker, too?
Right. So someone said Roquan Smith improved, and you said none of them developed. They all got worse, frankly. But that's fine. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is what you're saying is that if it's only results-based, basically, the only way that you would say that Kirby has developed talent is if he has a national championship by now.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No. No.
Okay. So
I went through the players one by one. I don't know. You know, all you Georgia people act like you didn't see any of that on Twitter. But I went through the players one by one. I mean, it's just an atrocity. I mean, it's nothing but five-star guys, none of whom developed to the level that they should. I mean, Trey Hill, 2 years ago, was projected by most people to be a round one pick. He was just drafted in the sixth round. I mean, Andrew Thomas was selected highly last year, didn't play well, didn't play like a top-five pick at all. Isaiah Wilson was a disaster. And if we talk about development, we're not just talking about development from a professional standpoint. We're talking about personal development. He failed to announce. Solomon Kinley was just a fat guy, a three-legged pregnant water buffalo. These are all five-star offensive linemen. Cade Mays left the program. Sawyer has not developed to the point that you would expect.
So is it based on the results or is it based on the numbers that get drafted? Because we literally just listened to Graham tell you that. And then you said that, no, it's not based on that. You don't really base it on NFL teams are going to draft players because they're going to draft them. So it's basically based on what your personal is on whether or not they've gotten better.
Well, no, look, the NFL has seven rounds of players drafted, players from all over the country. Georgia has not been particularly good at funding round one of the NFL draft, which you should be given the level that you're recruiting at. And again, there are massive holes in the conversation. Every year, Alabama is putting defensive linemen into the National Football League. Where are your defensive linemen?
On Watson's character either, or is that just, are we going to leave that out of the conversation?
I'm sorry?
Are we going to leave Deshaun Watson's character out of the situation if that's part of school development or not?
What does his character have to do with the conversation about Georgia? Look, Sarah, just to be clear, if Deshaun Watson is found guilty, then he should face whatever punitive findings that situation involves. I don't think that has anything to do with this, and I don't want to conflate the two. If you want to call me separately tomorrow to discuss Deshaun Watson, feel free to do so. But right now, we're talking about Kirby Smart's issues.
I said this is the third time today, you guys. Relax. It's kind of desperate.
Yeah.
Girl will always...
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And apparently we understand why you got through, which of course has nothing to do with it, but it was an interesting suggestion.
Oh, no. Graham told me that you had mentioned my Rokon quote at the beginning of the show. So I told her that I think you had mentioned my quote. So that's why that's what I said.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Fundamentally, you're at the top of the recruiting class every year, and you're not playing up to that. And that speaks directly to a failure to develop talent and or to coach them up adequately.
Is that what you're saying? So you're saying it's both because we don't have a national championship and that you've decided that they have not been coached regardless of the stats of the NFL drafting.
No. What I'm telling you, Sarah, is I am giving you what you asked for. I gave you individual player after individual player who has not performed better as their Georgia careers advanced.
Did not develop players at Alabama? Is that your opinion? Is that Nick Saban the greatest coach of all time?
I'm sorry. I just want to be clear now. So now we're going to credit Kirby Smart with the development of Alabama players? That's what we're doing? If you want to go down that road, Kirby was failing over and over, stopping up-tempo spread offenses. He was begging for help at the NFL level and the collegiate level. He actually went to Tom Herman after the Ohio State debacle, where he gave up like 700 yards and 60 points in the national semifinal game, and begged Tom Herman to tell him how to stop these offenses. So I'm not sure you want to go in that direction. You're better off just trying to stick with where you are, I think.
Thank you, Walt. Thank you. I'm new to this, and I really appreciate your wise guidance and where I should stick in you making things up, because that's what you've got to do for your audience. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
But what I was saying was...
Again, Sarah, I look, I understand that facts can be cumbersome things. I understand that. You know, especially when you're a fan and you just don't want to understand the truth. Look, Sarah, honestly, it's okay with me. If you want to continue to fail to develop guys and continue to miss the playoff year after year, it's fine with me. It doesn't bother me at all. It's you it should bother. My point is, you should be better than you are. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is, you should be better than you are.
You also said in 2015 that if UGA hired Kirby, it would put our program back 10 years. So, yeah, I will actually not take your opinion on which direction of my program is going, because if it works.
Well, Sarah, you've already misquoted me multiple times, so let me help you with that, too. The truth about that situation, and Ramona can verify this, at our preseason kickoff show, Before Kirby Smart's first season at Georgia ever began, I said I'd had a change of heart about him, that I saw some positive signs, that he seemed to understand where Georgia's issues were, and that he understood the lack of physicality and the need to become a more physical football team. He also understood the need for competition. You can actually find all this. It's right there if you're so inclined, or you can just continue to make stuff up. But other than that, that's what I said. So before he ever coached a game at Georgia, I had come around on him. And the worst I ever said about him during the hiring process was I thought he was low-hanging fruit. That was the worst I ever said about him. And by the way, he still may prove to be low-hanging fruit. We'll see.
Yeah,
he certainly is not won any national titles. And he's had numerous fails in that regard.
So if Kirby had won a national title, had managed to win a national title in the last 2 seconds of that game, would he then be a developer coach, or no, he just got lucky?
No. Look, it wouldn't change the development of players under him, but he's had opportunities. And look, you've been the better team. You've played Alabama multiple times as the better team and found a way to lose the game. Find a way to lose the games. And I, being the kind soul that I am, have attributed it to Kirby's youth and inexperience and said, it'll get better. See, I've said what you Georgia people would like to ignore is I've said a lot of really positive things about your program, as Ramona can verify. I have been the guy who has said, I expect Kirby to win national championships. Quite honestly, I'm disappointed with the progress.
Like as a fan, like knowing that this man in South Carolina with the sunglasses and the soul patch believed in my team, I mean, I think has really encouraged all of us. And that might have led to, you know, fan development of that. But what I was saying was that in terms of if we're the better team every time, right? Is that what you're saying? How many times were we the better team?
Multiple times.
Three, four, whatever you mean. Multiple times. Okay, so Kirby now has a better team with Mark Rich's players, which he doesn't get credit for. But then he didn't develop them, even though Mark Rich's classes were below Alabama's. But somehow he's a better team than Alabama, even though Alabama was recruiting in 2017. That makes no sense. Okay, I don't know how that happened. Alabama developed players, so that was magical. I guess Nick Saban just forgot how to coach. No, of course he did not. He's the greatest of all time.
Sarah, you've watched the games. Wait, you've watched the games between Alabama and Georgia and thought you were the lesser team on two occasions in the national championship game and the game and the game and the exactly. fake punt game. You thought you were the lesser team. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. That's my whole point. He developed
Ramona, did you just have to hit the 7 seconds on her? Okay, quick break. You can't use that language. Have some common sense. You know, you say you're an attorney. I don't know what kind of attorney you are, Sarah. I gave you every opportunity. But you can't come on radio and cuss like a sailor because it's not going your way. Now, honestly, that's so juvenile. So grow up. You are not welcome to call the show again. So don't worry about it. Quick break.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
Purple Haze with stores in Williamson and Clemson is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze. See us in Clemson or Williamson.
If you need a cake for a dinner, cupcakes for a party, or just a slice of pound cake to get through the day, with free delivery in the Clemson area, come by or contact the Pound Cake Man in our new bakery on Old Greenville Highway. Visit our website at lbcakes.com. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Sandvik Cormont is here to give you the opportunity you've been looking for at their upcoming job fair. Saturday, May 15th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Visit Sandvik on site at 2424 Sandifer Boulevard in Westminster to interview and tour the plant. CNC machinist and production operator positions are available on second shift, third shift, or 12-hour shifts. Enjoy a clean working environment, quarterly bonuses, and a job you can be proud of. Sandvik Cormont in Westminster, now hiring. Visit their job fair on Saturday, May 15th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Say hello to simple you can savor. Belo dissolvable nicotine lozenges are smoke-free and hassle-free and made to enjoy virtually anywhere. Why? Because they dissolve, but the flavor doesn't. So go ahead and enjoy on your time and on your terms. Belo lozenges are available at a convenience store near you or at Belo.com. Get yours now. Website restricted to age 21 plus nicotine consumers. Nicotine products. Underage sale prohibited.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do you? Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and 4 generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
Walked up to a road. We are back. You know, these texts on Sarah are unbelievable. Ross said, I always thought Georgia fans were petty when they started harassing us at the Boise State game. Texter said, Walt, please tell Sarah. Oh, I can't read that one. Texter said, wow, Walt, that was my ex-wife. Walt said, punt gate. I got the several punt gates. Texter said, she's nothing but a smart A and looking through red glasses. Texter said, you don't have to stoop to her level. She's a child. Another says, can you imagine being this girl's husband? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. Texter said, this is great radio. Walt is being a, exclamation mark, said, Walt is being a gentleman and tried not to rip Sarah apart. I was. I tried to give her a chance. Look, I tried to give Graham a chance, too. When I go off on something like this, I give people a chance. I gave Graham way more time than I would normally give anybody. I gave him a chance to make his points, and I gave her a chance. And Graham at least had an argument. Sarah had none. Sarah just kept reverting to, you know, childishness that culminated in her saying words that she's obviously aware she can't say on the air. So, I mean, you know, what do you do with that? there are a lot of texts on this that I cannot read on the air. So I will not. Clemson Carl on Twitter writes, live look at Walt trying to use facts with Sarah and the rest of the Georgia bunch. And then Ben Milstead writes, you know, he has a guy flicking money out of his hands over and over and says, Deptula's rage versus all of Dog Nation. My money's on Deptula. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Lines are completely jammed. Gamecock Will's been hanging forever. Let me get to him. I know I got to make up some business here too. The Georgia stuff has thrown me off my game. Yeah, I intended to address this until the Georgia fans started telling me they developed Trey McKitty. when the Georgia fans, as a fan base, started giving me Trey McKitty as one of the guys they developed, this is priceless. By the way, Ramona, I developed Tom Brady. did. I did.
Yeah, you did.
I was in the same
city. You did.
I did. I was in the same. I was in the same city as he was once, and I passed all my wisdom on to him. Yeah. Gabe Cock, Will. Will, how are you? Will. Gamecock Will. I'll put him on hold. See if you can get him back. Josh. Josh, how are you? What's going on here, Ramona? Josh? All right. We'll try a third one. Don.
What's up, man?
There we go. 1 for 3 isn't bad. Yeah. The Mets would take 1 for 3. Mets would take 1 for 5.
Third time's the charm.
Okay.
Third time's the charm.
What's going on,
man?
Don? Good to have you.
Oh, not much, man. I'm just loving this talk today, baby. I'm loving this because this hardly ever happens, you know, to where Georgia fans, usually whenever we talk junk, they're kind of just hiding in the back, sucking on their thumb. But now they're kind of getting a little butt hurt, and they've had enough, so they're kind of sticking their chest out a little bit, and they're like, wait a minute, don't talk about Kirby, or don't talk about Georgia. Wah. Look, man, here's the point. The point you're trying to make is they don't progress players. Okay, they're recruiting top-level talent. Here's what y'all don't get. They're recruiting top-level talent, just like Alabama, except when they get to Georgia, they don't do anything. They don't go to the first round of the NFL draft just like the same players that Alabama's recruiting. And those players are going to the first round of the NFL draft.
That's it. I mean, it's like they want credit for squeezing Trey Hill into the sixth round.
And then I love how Sarah tried to throw that, like, you know, we were talking about, you know, you mentioned, you know, character development or, like, you know, personality development. And I love how Sarah tried to throw in, and Deshaun Watson. I was like, they try to throw little shots at Clemson here. And then, there's a reason why there's always that joke talking about how a bail bondsman should sponsor Georgia, because you don't want to go down that road, Georgia fans, trust me.
Those are lame lawyer tricks in an effort to evade the subject. I mean, that's what you do. You try and distract, evade, and we didn't allow Sarah to distract or evade. She had to stay on focus.
And then another little quick little thing they like to throw in there, which Graham tried to throw in there real quick, is, oh, we have to play Alabama every year to get into the playoff. You guys have to play Virginia. I mean, if we didn't have to play Alabama, every single year since I've been alive, I'm 25 years old, and since I've been alive, every year I've heard that same excuse, same argument. Oh, we play a harder schedule. Oh, we had 5 class. You would think you'd get together eventually, you know? But, man, I love this talk. I hope you just keep frying these folks. I love this. And I hope all you Georgia fans get your tissues ready and get ready to watch what a real offense looks like on September 4th. You have a good one, Walt.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Yeah, let me get Gamecock Will in here. Will, how are you?
Doing good, Walt. How about you?
Good, Will. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yeah. Before I get to Georgia, I'm going to make a prediction. Rookie of the year, Devontae Smith. The most improved player, Kyler Murray. I'm going to throw that out there.
Now, look, I think that you might be onto something. I think Devontae Smith, my only question with Devontae Smith is, will the quarterback play be good enough to allow for that? I think that's the one question I would have, you know, because 52% is not going to get it done. And now hopefully Devontae Smith elevates that to like 60% and Jalen Hurts improves a little and that allows Devontae Smith. But I would tend to agree with that. In fact, in a little bit, I'm going to go over my steals round by round because I've been asked by multiple people to do that. I'm going to try and get to that today. It's a shortened show, so we'll see what we can get to. But I have a lot of a lot more things on the agenda other than to discuss Georgia.
I know Graham and Sarah, or whoever she is, they were bragging about Kirby Smart. I mean, Walt, you know, 2 years ago at Georgia with the number one kicker in the country, we beat Georgia on a third-string quarterback.
You know, it's funny, Will. Somebody actually wrote me and said, and I don't know who it was. By the way, Mon, did you find that other text? Because I want to credit that person, but we'll see if we can find it. I know I wrote excellent point to somebody, but he's the one who raised the point about Georgia's recruiting rankings exceeding their results rankings, and I want to credit the individual who wrote it. But yeah, look,
Coach Kirby.
Well, it's not just that. Somebody wrote me on the text line and said that he thinks Muschamp has developed players better than Kirby Smart. I think you could make that argument. Now, there may be some issues there,
too. I agree with that, too.
But I think you could make that argument.
I agree with that 100%. Then, I mean, Mark Richt, to me, had better recruiting than, like, I mean, he had all them good, great running backs. He had Aaron Murray. To me, Georgia hadn't had a quarterback since Aaron Murray. So, I mean, in my eyes, so Mark Richt, to me, has done just a better. I mean, he couldn't win no championships, but he's always up there. I mean, to me, he just – I still say – I'm telling you right now, well, this year, if Georgia's got talent to win these, but right now, Clemson's going to beat Georgia. Florida probably beat Georgia. If Dan Mullen can not, he's going to out coach him. Then you got, don't count out Shane Beamer. I'm telling you right now, but Shane Beamer's going to out coach Kirby Smart. But I know people think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you right now, psychological surprise.
Now we get to the point, Roberto, where the South Carolina fans get carried away.
No, I'm serious, Walt. They're going to surprise. They're going to surprise somebody. So, I'm telling you right now, we're going to play with Georgia. I don't know. I ain't saying we're going to beat.
Let me tell you something. If Shane Beamer beats Kirby Smart, then they need to fire Kirby Smart on that day. As soon as that game ends, they need to fire
Kirby Smart. I know you don't like Shane Beamer, but I'm telling you, this kind of. But I want to ask you about this guy. Well, now, what's this new quarterback, Davis, Braden Davis? You know anything about him?
I have not watched this film yet. I meant to watch it this morning. But I was otherwise engaged with Bulldog, fending off Bulldog nips. So I will watch his film tonight, and I will report back to you on tomorrow's show. How about that?
Okay, but you think he's the real deal? I mean, as far as what you've been hearing?
I can't answer that. I've not watched his film. I mean, I'm not going to take anyone else's appraisal on it. I can tell you this, that on my pages of notes today, down in the bottom in a little box, it says South Carolina quarterback commit Braden Davis, and that's a thing to do, and I just did not have a chance to do it as yet.
I know you weren't crazy about the Beamer hire, but do you think he was recruiting better than you thought he might be?
I just think it's way too soon to know any of that, and again, until I watch some of the film of these guys, I don't care what the recruiting rankings say. I need to watch the film myself to make an appraisal on them.
I will say this. I'm going to leave you this. Well, as far as Trevor goes, he deserved number one, but I'm telling you right now, he's not playing in that weak ACC no more. He's going to lose. So Clemson fans, get used to that. All right, well,
thank you, Will. I didn't hang up on you, Will. It's just I didn't know you were going to say another word. Look, listen, unless you're going to the 49ers like Trey Lance is, that's the life of all young quarterbacks, and he'll be fine. There's a lot to like in what they've already done. There's clear building going around Trevor right now, so there's a lot to like. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. For all your roofing needs, there's Gilstrap, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does it like Gilstrap. They're the best in the industry. Trust me when I tell you this. Look, they've been doing roofs for 80 years. They don't do anything else. They don't remodel bathrooms or kitchens or any of that stuff. They do roofs. That's what they do. And they do it better than anybody else. I get people send me photos all the time of brand new roofs that Gilstrap put on their homes that are integrated perfectly with their home, with their surroundings. That's the key to the perfect roof. Gilstrap will help you with that. But I have people almost on a daily basis write me looking for the number in emergency situations. That's why we're encouraging you to do as I say, not as I did. Take advantage of their free checkup. You know, let them check your roof. You shouldn't endeavor to find that out. You'll wind up in the hospital. Furthermore, you wouldn't know what to look for anyway. You know this. If your roof is more than 4 or 5 years old, you know where you stand. But call Gilstrap. Let them check your roof before your hardwood floors are flooded or your antique furniture becomes driftwood. 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. Call them today and take advantage of that free checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you, and you will thank me later. Here's what we're going to do. I'd be cutting y'all short right now. I know all the lines are jammed. I'd be cutting you short if I started now, so hang on. I'll get to you on the other side. You know, by the way, there are reasonable Georgia fans who know the truth of what I'm saying. I mean, it's self-evident. You shouldn't even need me to tell you this. It couldn't be more clear. You know, again, all these other teams, these schools like Alabama, Clemson, they're putting defensive linemen in the NFL all the time. Where are the Georgia defensive linemen? Where are they? There aren't any. Where are the Georgia edge guys? There aren't any. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Male today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MALE.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Whether it's for the car you drive daily or the boat that's reserved for the weekends, an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union is a smart and affordable way to pay. Founders features flexible terms, low rates, fast, friendly service, and 24-hour account access with Founders online and the Founders app. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto. That's foundersfcu.com/auto, or you can apply in person at an office nearest you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. That was once just a nursery rhyme, but not so much anymore. Now you can find them just about everywhere, from homes to hotels to even hospitals. At Clark's, we will find the bed bugs and present a plan to eliminate those nightmarish creatures. If you suspect that you have bed bugs, give us a call and set up a free estimate. And don't forget, we have one of the best pest and termite control programs in the business. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspest.com today.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
It's time to get your patio, pool, or porch ready for the new season with new outdoor furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. The Craft Stove Store and Patio is fully stocked with new furniture arrivals coming in daily. Outdoor cookers by Weber, Broilmaster, and the Big Green Egg finish off your perfect outdoor space. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
WCCP knows there's nothing better than live sports. The Greenville Swamp Rabbits are back for the 2020-21 hockey season. Get your tickets now for nonstop exciting pro hockey at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Individual game, full season, half season, and flex plans are on sale now. You do not want to miss it. Visit swamprabbits.com today for tickets, schedule, and promotions. And follow our social media channels at Swamp Rabbits. We'll see you at the well.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line, 864-986-1566, from The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Better yet, let Todd tell you. Todd went to George Coleman Ford and wrote this. Great experience today with this dealer, especially Patrick Langley. I was offered a fair trade price for my truck based on my feedback to them and accompanying photos. The price for the new truck was very fair with no added fees that you find at most dealers. I handled the majority of my deal via the web. When I arrived at the dealership for trade delivery, everything was as discussed previously. The new truck was in great shape, clean as can be, full of fuel for my return trip home. Overall, a great experience. I'd highly recommend George Coleman Ford to anyone and recommend Patrick for a great personal car buying experience. For 90 years, it's been a family tradition at George Coleman Ford, treating people the right way. It works. That's why they've been in business 90 years, and they'll still be here 90 years from now. You know, we've had other unsolicited testimonials where people wrote, it's like walking back into Mayberry. Look, if you've forgotten what it's like to be treated the way Todd describes, that's because you're looking for love in all the wrong places. Get to George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest, where they've been treating people right for 90 years, and you will thank me later. We actually lost three people during that break, so you can get in if you want. We have a lot of things to get to before the end of this show. I don't know how we're going to do it. You know, yeah, Ramona reminded me something, and Jonathan Scott, I'm coming right to you. And I was going to ask a question earlier today and get some feedback on this. I asked an NFL question on Twitter that I got a bunch of responses to. I just haven't had a chance to explore as yet because of the little bulldog invasion. But the other question I was going to ask is, what two individuals existing playing in the NFL right now were the most damaged by this NFL draft? I have two in mind that come to media. I have a third to a little bit of a lesser extent. I'm probably going to give that one away in a second. But I have a third to a little bit of a lesser extent. But I think there were two people in the NFL who were severely damaged by round one of the NFL draft. Two existing players whose life and circumstances changed dramatically due to round one of the NFL draft. I'm curious whether somebody can match those two. So I'm not going to tell you who I'm thinking about. The other thing is this, Ramona, and again, Jonathan Scott, come right to you. Last night, I'm listening to national radio, the national radio that we run, and the JR Sports Show is on, right? of all the people I could possibly expect to be interviewed, this was the last pairing I would ever expect. Do you know who Jay had on, Ramona? He had on Wet Noodle and Wet Noodle's dad. I know you're thinking I'm making this up. I am not. He had on Jimmy Garoppolo and Jimmy Garoppolo's daddy. And I just found the whole thing strange. Garoppolo was sort of, you know, I don't want to say he was whining, but he was lamenting, you know, the life of an NFL quarterback. You know, just this is just the way it is. And, you know, and this is not the most upheaval he's seen, but this is just the way it is. And you have to get used to it. I mean, dude, they paid you $100 million to get used to it. I mean, you committed robbery without a gun. They gave you $100 million to suck and to not play. And I didn't really understand the dad's involvement at all, Ramona. He apparently is an electrician. And he was on to promote. Well, kids, if you don't want to go to college, come be an electrician. Go to, what? You know, and that's fine. I agree with that. I fundamentally agree with that. I was a little surprised to hear it on a sports talk show. I was a little surprised to hear the whole thing.
That's a little odd.
Yeah, I mean, of all the possible pairings that you could have thought about, Jimmy Garoppolo with Jimmy Garoppolo's dad. And by the way, that interview lasted like 5 minutes, maybe. It was short. It was like, it was really like a public service announcement for electricians, I think. Would be electricians. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but... But the other part of it is that JR, who I believe is from Atlanta, referred to Paul Finebaum as Finnebaum. He said people have gone too far with their criticisms of Bill Belichick, and we're going to let you hear from Paul Finnebaum. When we come back, I'm thinking to myself, you know, the way Mr. Helper world works, you know he was getting instantly hammered by like a million people trying to tell him that's fine.
Really, as famous as this guy is,
yeah,
he got his name wrong.
Well, especially since he's from Atlanta. Yeah, and when he came back, he explained it. He said, you know, I guess that's why I don't listen to him. You know,
he was doing it to be, you know, mean how some people mess up.
No, he was not. No, he was not. No, he actually just didn't know. He called him Paul Finnebaum. I was sort of down with that, quite honestly.
Yeah.
I sort of like that. I think I might use that from now on. Paul Finnebaum.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You would mess his name up if you know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he did not. No, he apologized that he got. You could tell he got blistered. You know, Mr. Helper. If you somehow mispronounce one name, or you know, if you talk for 4 hours a day, you say one thing wrong. Mr. Helper is always there.
Oh yeah, they're always there to correct.
Yeah, Mr. Helper is always there to correct.
That's true.
Trust me, JR had thousands of Mr. Helpers last night. I can't imagine what his text line and Twitter feed looked like after Finnebaum. But regardless.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, Paul Finnebaum.
That's pretty funny.
It's like, whoever heard of this guy? Paul Finnebaum. Pinky in the brain. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How about yourself?
Good, Jonathan, I appreciate you getting in.
Good. I just want to talk about this Georgia thing for a couple minutes. You look at Kirby Smart's time at Georgia. His best achievement, obviously, is getting to the playoff. And I would argue that he was very fortunate in getting there. Like, they got blown out by Auburn that year when Kerryon Johnson was healthy. And they were fortunate that they didn't get Auburn fully healthy in the SEC championship game. Yep. Or else I think they would have lost and not been there, personally.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a fair point. You know, Auburn is a team that that really got screwed that year because they convincingly beat Georgia and Alabama at the end of the year, I think in a 3-week period, and they paid a price for that, a price that cost them in the SEC championship game.
And I mean, it's just Kirby, he has definitely made the Georgia program better. But still, his teams underachieve every single year. The man had a chance to beat Alabama in the SEC championship game with a pretty banged up Tua. Jalen Hurts comes in, and it's like they forgot how to play football. Like they're running fake punts on 4th and 11. Like I feel like a lot of the reason why they haven't won a national championship yet is because of just some of the decisions the coaching staff has made late in games.
That's like a Georgia family tradition. Coaches make mistakes late in games because Mark Richt blew the SEC championship game against Alabama when his senior quarterback knew you needed to clock the ball and give yourself 3 plays, and they were absolutely going to beat Alabama, and they would have destroyed Notre Dame to win the national title, but they weren't smart enough to listen to their senior quarterback.
Exactly. And they have failed in truly developing the 5-star players. But here's another thing. Where's the Isaiah Simmons? Where's the Hunter Renfrow? Where are the guys? Where's the Grady Jarrett? Where are the guys that nobody wants, but you turn them in to first round picks? Levi Wallace from Alabama, the former two-star corner.
Yeah.
Where are those guys? Georgia doesn't have any of those guys. Where are they?
Now you're 100% right, and it's not even turning them into first round picks. It's turning them into productive NFL players. And you're right, Georgia doesn't have that type of guy. They don't. It's like they're recruiting just off the top of the list, and they don't have enough of the fiber guys either that they develop. And that again, that goes to player development, and there has not been any at Georgia, no matter what Georgia fans want to believe.
Yeah, well. That's all I wanted to say, Walt. Appreciate you letting me get in. Have a good day.
Excellent job, Jonathan. 100% spot on. Scott, how are you? Good to have you.
Yeah, good to be in, Walt. Really enjoyed the show. And thanks, I want to touch on, I do feel sorry for Graham and Sarah. I've got family that's Georgia alum. But I got to tell you, that's the same stuff I've heard for decades. And if you just listen to loose conversation among Georgia fans, you think they've won 16, 17 national championships. But here's a thought. To me, Georgia, they've got enough talent where they could absolutely win a national championship. But I think about Alabama, I think about Clemson, and those national championships they've won. I've always felt like they legitimately earned those championships. But for Georgia, it's almost like they have to stumble into one. And then the other team's going to have to make critical errors or injury for them to put it all together. It's almost like if they do win one, this could be their year, there needs to be a big old asterisk beside the championship saying they somehow found a way to stumble into winning. That's sort of how I feel with those guys.
Look, I think there's something to that. And they're upset today because they know that what I'm telling them is the truth. I mean, they just do. On some level, they know. I mean, it's not hard to understand. It says the texter had it originally. If your average recruiting rankings are 1.5 and the only team who's superior to you is Alabama, then you ought to be winning at a comparable level to Alabama. And apparently 6 years isn't enough. They want a 20-year program. 6 years is plenty for most people to get fired in, but it's not enough for Kirby to develop talent to a top level, apparently. And again, I cited example after example after example, and they just choose to ignore them all.
Yeah, and Walt, I think that people, we all as fans, and there's a reason they call us fans, but I think we have to have enough emotional strength to where we can, walk that thin line that is reality. And I've listened to you for years, and Walt, you've proven time and time again you're a great evaluator of talent. I'll never forget when they were recruiting ETN, you made the comment that with development, he had the potential to be the greatest running back Clemson's ever had. And I've seen those examples. And you're not perfect. You're dangerously close, but you know what I'm saying? And so the problem is the truth sometimes hurts, you know. And like, I'll give you an example. I've got a friend of mine who's a Florida grad, and he was telling me about a week or so ago that he felt like Clemson's recruiting was cooling off, that, as he put it, the Dabo Swinney shtick was beginning to be old hat, and that he felt like in 2 or 3, 4 years, Clemson would be back to, you know, just another team. And if you wanted to touch on that, you know, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I'll take that off.
I will, Scott. Thank you. Right. Thanks, Scott. Right. Yeah, well, you know, look, when you watch the top of the NFL draft the next couple of years, you're going to see DJ Uiagalelei become the second Clemson player to be number one overall, and Brian Brzee is going to be right behind him, probably 2 or 3 in the same draft. So, no, that's just not happening. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. How about this? Through May, it's National Barbecue Month and National Hamburger Month, Ramona. It doesn't get better. May is both National Barbecue Month, and by the way, they do the whole pulled pork thing. They slow cook it just the way you're supposed to, right at Twin Peaks. That's right. And what better way to get fired up and celebrate both than with the Smokehouse Burger? We take a seasoned, smashed, and seared-to-order burger patty. We top it with our favorite pulled pork straight from our in-house smoker. Then we add cheddar red onions. Stop, Ramon. They're killing me. Cheddar red onions, jalapenos, tomatoes, pickles, cilantro, and top it off with smoky sweet barbecue sauce and chipotle mayo. I want that. Come get you some. And don't forget, Canelo Alvarez versus Billy Joe Saunders, and that's coming up on May 8th. And, of course, we will all be rooting for Billy Joe Saunders because we all hate Canelo Alvarez. It's all at Twin Peaks. Mother's Day, what better way to celebrate Mom's Day than to take her to the Peaks? It's Twin Peaks. Go see him.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
If you're a local business owner in the Upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats, from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the rib-eyed sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Every Thursday night, we do it right. It starts at 7 o'clock. The streets will be blocked at 5. We'll start setting up then. Then it's 7 o'clock. We get started with a little jazz on the alley. Check it out. These are just some of the artists you're going to hear right here live and in person. You need to come on down. Bring all your friends. And, of course, if you've got guests in town, treat them for a little night of jazz on the alley. 7 till 9 right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
It's a springtime and summer tradition. It's Jazz on the Alley, downtown Seneca, every Thursday night, 7 till 9. So grab all your friends and come on down. We get started with live outside music and outside dining. It's fun for the whole family. It's absolutely free. And you need to be here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
Everlawn Clemson offers independent living options like you've never seen before for adults 55 and older. Alleviate the burden of living at home with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. No more cooking, cleaning, or upkeep of a traditional home. Luxury independent living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business.